AP News for Friday, February 4th, I'm Tim McGuire. The Coronavirus Resource Center at Johns Hopkins University says more than 900,000 people have died in the pandemic in this country, greater than the individual populations of Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. The milestone comes more than 13 months into a vaccination drive that's proved safe and highly effective at preventing serious illness and death. Despite that, more than a third of the population has not been fully vaccinated. Two states, Wyoming and Alabama, have seen fewer than half of their people fully vaccinated. The Labor Department reports 467,000 new jobs last month. While speaking to union iron workers near Washington, President Biden promised more to come.
There are going to be thousands of people put to work. Not a joke. I mean, this is serious. And guess what? The American public is going to be safer. And it's going to be cheaper. Cheaper paying the right wage and the right trained people to begin with.
Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti is found guilty of cheating porn actor Stormy Daniels out of nearly $300,000.
A jury has convicted Michael Avenatti of wire fraud and identity theft for cheating porn actor Stormy Daniels out of nearly $300,000. His sentencing is set for May. Avenatti spoke to reporters outside the federal courthouse in New York.
I am very disappointed in the jury's verdict.
He gained fame after Daniels, whose legal name is Stephanie Clifford, hired him to help her escape the terms of a 2016 hush money deal that kept her from speaking about an alleged affair with then-presidential candidate Donald Trump. But their relationship fell apart after Daniels said she learned Avenatti had kept a portion of the money from a book deal for himself. It was an unusual trial in which Avenatti acted as his own lawyer and cross-examined Daniels about her belief in ghosts. Prosecutors said he was a liar and a thief who spent his client's money on airfare, food, and payroll for his debt-ridden law firm. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells a conservative Federalist Society.
President Trump said I had the right to overturn the election. But President Trump is wrong.
Pence's declaration is his most forceful response yet to Trump, who has spent the past year plus wrongly claiming the 2020 election was stolen from him. News Corp says it was the target of a suspected Chinese hack.
The publisher of the Wall Street Journal said Friday it was hacked and data was stolen from journalists and other employees. According to News Corp, a cybersecurity firm investigating the intrusion has determined Chinese intelligence gathering to be behind the operation. Citing people briefed on the matter, the Wall Street Journal reports the intrusion appears to date back to February 2020. News Corp also publishes the New York Post, and it owns Wall Street Journal parent Dow Jones. The revelation coincided with the opening of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. I'm Mike Grossia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.